Seattle, December 2017, South Lake Union.
Lieutenant, what's the story on the monster?
Well, we know he's in there, but he's too damn fortified.
Do we have him trapped?
Well, sort of.
Can we starve him out?
No, he still has his drones to bring him fresh supplies.
But we have him contained?
Again, not really. He still has the internet. He's got saplings. We can't cut it.
Damn it. So he's still as much a threat as ever.
Maybe worse. I think it's time to consider drastic measures.
Are we talking Plan K?
Yes, Major. I think it's time we brought in...
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. She's the girl that you call when you need a friendly smile. Small town girl, cute as pie. She'll make you fall in love. My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie.
Katie, I'm so glad you came over for coffee. I've missed you.
I missed you too, Lena.
How's pod life?
It's just grand. It's like living in an acorn shell. All day long, it's like my walls are reaching in to give me a hug.
Who could that be at this hour?
Ma'am, I'm Lieutenant Marmot.
Marmot?
It's not really my name. We use code. I need to talk to Little Brown Bat.
Who?
He means me.
Katie, you're in the Resistance?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
How did that happen?
Well...
Katie, get into my windowless van.
What, the French toast?
Just get in.
Oh, it's you, my old friend Nancy Pearl.
No, don't say it. In the Resistance, we don't use real names.
You're in the Resistance? Well, I guess that makes sense.
They call me the Oyster, and I'm here to recruit you, Katie.
What?
Lillian, my only friend, Lillian.
There's a devil up river, Katie, a smiling evil. A false god showing no human decency or restraint. It's a river of lies, not literacy.
Was that an Apocalypse Now reference?
I'm a librarian. It was a Heart of Darkness reference.
Got it. But I don't get it.
Katie, no monopoly is a benign monopoly. And when the accounting department starts to decide what gets published, it's pretty much the end of civilization as we know it.
Okay, Oyster, I'm in.
I knew I could count on you. Here's how it'll work. I'll be leaving you instructions at drop points around the city.
Drop points?
You know those little free libraries?
Yeah. The little bookhouses.
That's where I'll leave the messages.
How will I know which one?
Listen to my radio broadcast. I'll give you clues. So if I say, small appliances is the tale of one woman's quest to find a skinny fridge, you'd think, skinny fridge rhymes with Finny Ridge.
Clever.
And if I said, my dog has fleas is an engrossing mystery set in a pet grooming shop, and the book's many plots fit as tightly together as keys and locks,
I would go to the Ballard Locks.
How about, Itchy Britches is an engrossing coming-of-age story that unfolds in a burlap pants factory in Wales from 1702 through 1714.
Easy. Those were the years Anne Stewart sat on the British throne as Queen Anne. I would look on Queen Anne Hill. But Oyster, are things really that bad? You know, with the website, which must not be named.
Oh, Katie, I don't want to spoil the last chapter, but let's just say I wouldn't hold my breath for a sequel.
Little Brown Bat, we think you may be our last hope of neutralizing the monster, since you have a connection.
Monster?
He means Jimmy Bozo.
It's actually...
Wait, Katie, you know Jeff Bezos? How?
Well, remember when I first moved to town and joined the Crafty Crafters Club?
Excuse me.
Hello.
What is that you're making?
Oh, it's a picture of the late painter Bob Ross made out of mung beans.
Oh. Why?
Well, I want eventually to make legume portraits of all the famous Alaskans.
Like Sarah Palin?
Oh, yeah, right.
What's so funny?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Bonobo. We of the Upper North find it hilarious that you Lower 48ers haven't figured out the joke yet.
Joke?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
Sarah Palin is Andy Kaufman.
That explains so much.
And I recognized you right away. You run that computer mail order catalog.
Well, it's more like
it's named for a river, right? The Yangtze?
No.
Mississippi? Danube? Volga?
No.
Lake Erie? No, that's not a river.
Amazon?
No, that's not it. It'll come to me.
Katie, do you like to play skee-ball?
Do I ever?
You've got to help us, Little Brown.
Oh, Lieutenant Marmot, I've been thinking, I love Seattle, but it's only my adopted city. But maybe this isn't any of my business.
No! It's the end!
Marco, are you all right?
No, I just got my rent jacked up.
How much?
$20,000 a month.
Oh!
I'm going to have to live in White Center or Bothell or Cedro Woolley. I think I'd rather die.
Marco, no!
Capitol Hill smells like Jägermeister these days.
The other day, I went to get a sandwich, and the only thing I could find was a pop-up faux deco diner boutique food truck selling Cajun Thai fusion smoked dolphin tongue croissants. And all I wanted was a damn turkey on whole wheat.
Oh, Seattle isn't Seattle anymore, and that bastard Bezos is to blame.
All right, Marmot. I can't sit by on the sidelines any longer. Let's do this.
Deep in the heart of Amazon headquarters.
Who is it? Who dares enter my inner sanctum?
Mr. Beezy, it's me.
Katie?
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Yeah, it's me.
How'd you get in? I got some pretty tight security.
Well, I'm pretty resourceful. In Alaska, you gotta learn how to open doors that get stuck.
Oh, Katie, you didn't pee on it, did you?
Oh, of course not. That is an urban myth. To open a frozen lock, what you need is a laser pointer, a hunk of cubic zirconium, and a tuning fork. Peeing is only going to make it worse. And, Mr. Beatbox, you may have state-of-the-art security, but you also have employees who are a little too fond of pomegranate wasabi martinis.
You aren't here to talk about craft projects.
No. I'm here to talk about what's going on right now in this city.
Maybe I don't want to talk about what's going on right now. Maybe I want to talk about the future of this city.
You like to change the subject, Mr. Beezy Boy.
I want to show you something. Step inside Elevator Prime.
Sure, what else am I doing tonight?
Whoa!
Behold.
Wow. This is a great view of Seattle. It's almost as good as the top of the Space Needle. Wait, oh, hang on. This is the top of the Space Needle.
Take a good look. In 5 years, it shall be unrecognizable.
Uh-huh. More of those condos?
I'm tearing down those condos.
Because they're ugly?
Because they aren't ugly enough.
What, the double fudge brownies?
I want an architecture so brutal that people will gape in horror.
How are you gonna do that, Mr. Bichon Frise?
I have Olya Grinkanovich, the last living Soviet reconstructionist building designer. She was an evil genius. Her office towers and apartments brought grown men and women to tears.
Oh!
and you see that thing rising like an enormous boob from the earth?
You mean Queen Anne Hill?
I'm gonna level it to the ground. And I think I'll drain Lake Union for storage. Lighted balloons will fill the night sky with logos and advertisements.
You're gonna be busy.
Oh, work, work, work. Too serious am I. Do you want to do some shopping? Some online shopping?
No, Mr. Bubbles, I don't.
You can buy a book, or hand lotion, or live crickets, or sea monkeys. We have it all.
You dance a mean foxtrot, Bobo. But eventually the truth comes knock, knock, knocking on Grandma's door. You can bury a body under the ice, but spring will reveal your dirty deeds. I've been on to you for some time now.
What do you mean, Katie?
It was all out in broad daylight from the start, like you were bragging.
Have I already said? What do you mean, Katie?
The name, Amazon.
Oh, yes, that.
It's not the Amazon itself you named this company for. It's what swims in the Amazon. The parasitic kangaroo fish.
Yes, it is true. I am the kangaroo. And I have indeed swum up Seattle's stream of urine and have now lodged myself in the tender urethra of the Emerald City.
Your real goal was never to build a business empire, but to destroy Seattle.
True.
You probably know I have a tape recorder.
I figured as much.
I'll take it to the shareholders, and they will oust you.
Yes, they will, but that will take a little time. Time enough for me to do one last thing.
What's that?
Relocate Amazon headquarters.
Oh? To where exactly?
Ketchikan, Alaska.
No! You can't!
Yes, I can.
But the airport is tiny.
I'll build a new one.
There aren't enough people.
I'll bring them in.
But the bears and the moose.
I'll shoot them. I'll shoot every last one.
All right, take the tape and all the evidence. Just leave Alaska alone.
In gratitude, I'll email you a gift certificate for the Cheesecake Factory.
Why, Mr. Beehive? Why do you hate Seattle so much?
Why? Seattle stole the only thing I ever loved.
What?
Spring, 1982, Florida.
Hey, Jeff, we gotta talk.
Oh, I can't believe it. When you said yes to going to the prom with me, I was the happiest guy ever. I got a mustard yellow tux, and yes, the cummerbund matches the shoes. Oh, and I'm going to get a haircut just like the guys in Flock of Seagulls.
Jeff, I can't go to the prom with you.
Oh, but Mandy.
My dad got a job in Seattle. We're moving next week.
What? Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle. 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 Seattle.
Ouch.
I vowed that day to destroy the city that took Mandy from me. The Emerald City.
Okay, that makes sense, but maybe there's another way.
Is this a trick?
What if I could give you back the prom you missed?
How?
I'll pretend to be Mandy and you be you at 18.
I don't know. That sounds weird.
Slurry?
It's Siri, Katie. Siri. How can I help you?
Can you play some music you might hear at a high school prom in 1982?
Yes, Katie.
Can I have this dance, Jeff?
Yeah. Sure thing, Mandy.
Thanks for the ride, Jehoshaphat Bebop!
Katie!
Mission accomplished.
Was that Jeff Bezos?
What happened?
Oh, we slow danced and then sat in the back of his car and ate some chips and split a Mickey's big mouth.
And that was it? You just slow danced with him?
And he agreed to use his vast obscene fortune to restore Seattle?
That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
So, we're safe?
For now, but there are plenty of other rich and dangerous people in the world. We will all have to be vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I might be getting some hand lotion and live crickets delivered here. I couldn't pass up the free shipping.
Katie! My cousin Katie from Ketchikan! My cousin Katie!
Rockstar librarian.
This segment appears in the episode Epiphany, recorded at ACT Theater in Seattle on December 29, 2014. The performance was recorded by Brendan Hogan and mixed by Dave Pascal. Dig deeper into Sandbox Radio at our website, sandboxradio.org, where you can find the podcast archive. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast is also available in iTunes and Stitcher. See you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.